You have your Bible, turn with us to Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Now you got to remember, Moses is preparing the children of Israel to go over into Canaan land and the promised land, preparing them, getting them ready, giving them some instructions, some final things they need to know to go into the promised land. I want to say there's some things we need to know in order to make it in the promised land. Amen? We do appreciate the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 4. We'll begin reading. We'll begin reading about verse 23. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 23. The Bible says, "Take heed unto yourselves, lest ye forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which He made with you, and make you a graven image or the likeness of anything which the Lord thy God hath forbidden thee. For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. When thou shalt beget children and children's children, and ye shall have remained long in the land, and shall corrupt yourselves, and make a graven image, or the likeness of anything, and shall do evil in the sight of the Lord thy God, to provoke Him to anger. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day, that ye shall soon utterly perish from off the land, whereunto ye go over Jordan to possess it. Ye shall not prolong your days upon it, but shall utterly be destroyed. And the Lord shall scatter you among the nations, ye shall be left a few in number among the heathen, whether the Lord shall lead you. And there ye shall serve gods and work of the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear, nor eat nor smell." But listen to what he says in verse 29. "But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find Him. If thou seek Him with all thy heart and with all thy soul, when thou art in tribulation and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God and shalt be obedient unto His voice. For the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which He sware unto them. For ask now of the days that are past, which were before thee, since the day that God created man upon the earth, and ask from the one side of heaven unto the other, whether there hath been any such thing as this great thing is, or hath been heard like it. Did every people hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of the fire, as thou hast heard and live? Or hath God assayed to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation, by tempest, by signs and by wonders and by war, and by a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm, and by great terrors, according to all that the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes? Unto thee it is showed, that thou mightest know that the Lord, He is God, and there is none else beside Him." Amen. We preached last Sunday, and we preached a message on a nation in trouble. And I want to say, I thank God that He'll help us to realize and recognize some things and some situations, even in our life, that He'll help us and minister to us in these last days that we live. But as we look at this morning, we see how God gives that spiritual guidance to help us along the way. I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God will help me, on this thought, before it's too late. Amen? I'm glad God comes along and He knows exactly the way we're heading. And I'm glad He comes along and cuts us off and shows us the error of our ways and show us the goodness of His, so that we can come on alongside God, and God can come alongside us and guide us in the right way. He begins to do that when we begin to be obedient unto God, and we begin to listen and hear His voice as He speaks to us. In verse 29, the Bible's talking about me and you and what we can do. He said, "But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find Him if thou seek Him with all thy heart and with all thy soul." What God's telling us here, He said, Moses was telling the people, He said, "You're going into the promised land, but you need to go in with a promise in your heart." He said, "You need to be a set aside people, looking to God, realizing that the only reason you're here is because of Him. If it wasn't for Him, you could already be in hell. You could be off in the world. You could be deceived and torn down. But he said, God has brought you to where you are now. And praise God, as a fella said the other day, if God's brought me this far, he'll take me the rest of the way. Hey, glory. I'm glad, praise God, God won't bring you just a little way and drop you off, but praise God, he'll take you all the way to the house. Amen. Amen. He says, if thou turn to the Lord thy God. Amen. He's speaking of that obedience. He said, if we'll turn. Now what he's saying there, he's speaking to the individual. He said, if you'll turn. He said, if I'll turn. He said, if we'll be just obedient to God, if we'll seek Him, praise God, and seek Him early, glory to God, he said, we'll find Him. Amen. We need to be a nation that's seeking God. You say, well, why? Because He's a merciful God. Amen. He's there to help us along the way if we'll let Him. He said, for thou art in tribulation and all things are come upon, when thou art in tribulation and all things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, right where we're at now. Amen. We're the mess. We're in perilous times, but he said these would come too. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, if thou turn to the Lord thy God and shalt be obedient unto his voice. Amen. He said, hey, praise God. He said, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He said, so if we'll be obedient to it, and praise God when he speaks to us, if we'll listen. We need to be a listening people. And Brother Rex said in Sunday school this morning, praise God, this precious old King James Bible is God speaking to us. Amen? He's speaking to us. He's given that representation of himself, praise God, so that we can make an informed decision. And if there's ever been a time, praise God, that people need to be able to make an informed decision, it's the day and hour in which we live. But we got to realize, praise God, that there's a God that loves us. He's merciful and he wants to help us. You say, well, preacher, that's just a problem. We know what God is. We know what he wants to do. But how do we get there? I'm glad you ask. Amen. I want to tell you just a little bit. Before it's too late, amen, we can get help. We need it before it's too late. They's coming today, listen to me, people. They's coming today that it'll be too late to get help. Amen. There's a whole lot of people in this world that's going to wait too long. There's a whole lot of people, praise God, say, well, I'm going to do my own thing, and right before the end, I'm going to get in. And you will probably be left out. You'll probably never get in. Amen. We'll die in our sins and go to hell lost without God. Amen. Why? Because you won't put yourself back and let God go first. Amen. Praise God, we're going to wait. Some of us are going to wait till it's too long. And you know the sad part about that, I thought about that day. These folks sitting in their fundamental independent Bible believing church, sitting on a pew all their life, and they'll die and go to hell because they wait too late. Amen. Because we never get in. Amen. You know why most people don't enjoy church? Because they've never got in. Amen. Because it's a burden. Hey, you know, we got in our mind, well, you know what, I could be doing this and I could be doing that. Amen. What if Jesus would have said that? Well, you know what, I could be enjoying the glory of heaven, praise God. I ain't no use to me go down there to them. But praise God, he stepped out, glory to God, set aside the glory, amen, for me and you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He done it. Hey, he done it before it was too late. Amen. He came right on time, praise God, just like he said he would. Amen. One of these days, in a little while, praise God, he's coming again. Amen. Praise God, he's coming and we're going. Glory to God. Amen. If we get it before it's too late. Hey, Moses said, praise God, we're going to the promised land. He said, but you need to do things before it's too late. He said, we're getting ready to make the crossing. He said, you need to do some things before it's too late. Amen. I'm afraid America's going to wait if we ain't careful till it's too late. Amen. It's time that we stood up, praise God, and recognize, realize who God is. What he wants to do for us. How he wants to minister to us and through us. How he wants to give us those great things of God. The gifts and the promises of glory. Amen. We just need to realize before it's too late what God has for us. Amen. Praise God. He said he's a merciful God. Amen. He said, neither destroy thee nor forget the covenant of thy fathers which he sware unto them. Now listen to what he says, verse 32. For ask thou of the days that are past. Amen. He said, you know what you need to do? Praise God. He said, you need to start asking God. Amen. I praise God for those days that's past. Amen. Those times when God was a meeting with these people. Those times when God was real. Those times when there was the presence of God in the hearts and the minds, in your heart and your mind. He said, go back, praise God, before it's too late, amen. Before the devil gets his hook on you and starts driving you off into the pit, praise God. He said, ask for that old way. Amen. I tell you what, I don't like the new modern way. I'll just be honest. Hey, I like the old time way. I like preaching and praying and praising God, amen. Amen. Lifting up His mighty voice as the good God of glory. He might be seen, praise God, above everything else. Amen. He is real today. And He said, if we'll begin to ask, amen, begin to ask. But since the day that God created man upon the face of earth and asked from the one side of heaven unto the other. Amen, praise God. He said, just begin to ask of God, amen, the one that's in charge of it all. Amen. He said, "What? Before it's too late. Amen. I believe there's a lot of folks going to be asking when it's too late. But praise God, I'm glad today, baby, to praise God that we have today. Amen. There's a lot of people going to wait till tomorrow. That may be too late. Amen. Praise God. We struggle and we try to have in this old world, praise God, and we never have no happiness or peace or joy, praise God, because we wait too late. Amen. I don't know about you, praise God, but I want it today. Amen. Praise the Lord. So what do we need to do? The Bible says we need to call. Amen. Whosoever calls, praise God, to get the help. Amen. In Romans chapter 10 and verse 13, the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved. Amen. When we that asking, praise God, that calling upon the Lord, that whosoever will, praise God, that'll call upon His name. I wonder how many times in your life have you ever talked to God? Huh? I wonder how many times in our life, praise God, have we ever sincerely called upon the Lord? Oh, we may bow our head and breathe a few little old words, but I'm talking about earnestly calling upon the Lord. Amen. And he says here in Romans 10:13 that whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved. Amen. I believe it's time for America, praise God. I believe it's time for Americans. I believe it's time for me and you, praise God, to call upon the Lord. Amen. I'm taking some earnest time with God. Amen. Praise God, lifting up His name, calling out, crying out from the depths of our hearts. Amen. We see our country, our nation, our people, our families, our homes, our lives, our children, our loved ones, praise God, slipping away. Amen. We need to be calling upon the Lord before it's too late. Amen. There'll come a day, praise God, and it'll be too late to call out. Amen. When our children, our loved ones, praise God, are dispersed around the world, He said, what happened here? He said, people got they took their mind off God. He said, their children, their children's children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, praise God, they took their minds off God. And the only way we're going to get them back to focus, praise God, is when we get our mind on God. Amen. And we got to do it before it's too late. The most important part, praise God, is focus before it's too late. There'll come a time when it's too late. But He said, whosoever shall call upon the Lord shall be saved. It's time to call upon the Lord, youngins. Amen. It's time to cry out mightily, praise God, in anguish on our hearts, on our knees, praise God, to a holy God. Say, Lord, we need help. Amen. We need to be praying for our government, our leaders, praise God, our elected officials. We need to be ringing our phones off the hook, praise God, and let them know that we stand for Christ. Amen. We believe in praying in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. The children of God, praise God, we need to be squeaking. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. So whoever calls upon the Lord, not only whosoever calls upon the Lord, but whosoever comes to the Lord. Amen. You realize that we need to come to the Lord. In John chapter 6:37, the Bible says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Amen. Praise God. He said we need to be coming to the Lord. Amen. We need to be coming to Him. Praise God. Why is it when we get in a bind, Lord, that we want to run away from God? Amen. Why is it, praise God, when the things is going good, we want to run away from God? And we wait till it gets really, really bad before we run to God. Amen. But the Bible says, praise God, that we need to come to Him. He said, whosoever will call, praise God. I believe if you get the calling on God, you'll come to God. You can't call it. You can't call upon Him, praise God. Amen. And not come to Him. But when we get the, amen, glory to God, when we get the calling out to Him, we get the recognizing, lifting, praise God, we'll be having a desire to get closer to Him.
Amen.
Amen, praise God, these last days we need the Lord like never before. We need a touch of God. Before it's too late, we need to get a hold of God.
Amen.
There'll be a day when it'll be too late. Be a day, you hear me? There'll be a day it'll be too late. But praise God, we have today. Amen. And we need to come. Whosoever will come to Him. Amen. Who is that? Whosoever. That's me and you, praise God. That's me and you. Whosoever will come, praise God. He said, I'll no wise cast out. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, I'd like to get close to God. No, you wouldn't. If you did, praise God, you'd call upon Him. You'd come to Him, praise God. And He'd get in, hooked up with Him. Praise God, He'd get on you. Amen. If we truly desire God, but praise God, if we ain't careful, we're going to wait till it's too late. America's about waited till it's too late. But I want to say, praise God, there's nothing impossible with God. He's still able. Whosoever will come to Him, amen, He's able to save them from the guttermost to the uttermost. Amen. He said, Him that cometh to Me, I will in no wise, no how, no condition, praise God, no way, cast you out. Amen. Praise. You say, well, preacher, I'd like to have some help. Amen. Well, come to the Lord. Amen. Oh, we'll go to the doctor. We'll go to psychologists. We'll go to counselor. We'll go to everything. And praise God, the Lord said, you need help? He said, come to Me. Amen. And He said, if you'll come to Me, He said, I won't cast you out. He said, I'll not shove you aside. Praise God, I'll help you.
Amen.
Whosoever will come. Whosoever will call, praise God. Whosoever will come, praise God. He said, I'll take care. But we got to do it before it's too late.
Amen. We got to do it now. Why? Because He said, whosoever come, whosoever call, whosoever comes, praise God. Whosoever calls and comes receives.
Amen. He receives, praise God, that remission of sins. Amen. Look at Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10, verse 34. Remember, Peter was talking to Cornelius, the house of Cornelius, and he began to preach to the house of Cornelius, that Roman centurion. Amen. To tell him about the good things of God. The Bible says in Acts 10:34, it said, then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of person. Ain't you glad for that? That God's not a respecter of person. He won't look down at you because of what you've done. He won't look down at you because of what you've done or where you've been. Praise God. He's no respecter of person. He loves you, praise God, in spite of you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He said, but in every nation, he that feareth Him and worketh righteousness is accepted with Him. Amen. We need to do that before it's too late. Every nation, praise God, that's right in the eyes of God, that He'll minister to. He said, it is accepted. Now listen to this. With Him. Amen. He didn't say by Him. Amen. He said He's accepted with Him. Every nation, praise God, that tries to do right in the eyes of God, praise God, God said, I'll walk with them. I'll talk with them. I'll speak to them. Amen. I'll be with them.
Amen.
Praise God, but we got to turn and focus back, our focus back before it's too late.
Amen.
He said that, the word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, He is Lord of all.
Amen.
He said, that word, I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and begin from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Amen. Praise God. You want me to tell you how to get help? Praise God. You begin to call upon the Lord. You begin to come to the Lord. You begin to receive from the Lord. Praise God. And He'll bless you.
Amen.
Praise God. And He said, we are And we are witnesses of all things which He did both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him, God, raised up the third day and showed Him openly. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, He's not hid from us today. Amen. Praise God. Before it's too late, amen, we can cry out and we can see Him. Glory to God. Amen. Do you ever see Jesus? Huh? Do you ever see Jesus? He said, preacher, we can't see Him. Yeah, in the volume of the book, it's written of Him. Amen. Praise God. We can see Him, young'uns. When we begin to look for Him, when we begin to seek for Him, when we begin to ask for Him, when we begin to come to Him, praise God, we see Him as He is. Amen. Amen. Praise God. The one I preached about Wednesday night, that compassionate one. Amen. The one that loved us, praise God, and loves us. Amen. Verse 41, He says, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before God, even to us, who did eat and drink with Him after He rose from the dead. And He commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is He which was ordained of God to be the judge of quick and dead. To Him give all the prophets witness. Amen. He said, everybody praise God has preached up the Lord Jesus Christ was just witnessing to Him. Amen. The volume of the book, praise God, Brother Rick, it's written of Him. Amen. This is all about the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and how God made provision through Him. Amen. Amen. We got to call upon Him, praise God, before it's too late, because we need Him. Amen. We need the author and the finisher, praise God. We need the author of this book. We need the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. The prophets are speaking of Him. That through His name, here it is again, whosoever. Sounds like He's a whosoever God, don't it? Ain't you glad for that? Praise the Lord. That through His name, whosoever believeth in Him shall receive, now listen to this, remission of sins. Amen? That whosoever and believe on Lord Jesus Christ receives remission of sins. That means He puts them away. Amen. When we put our faith and our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you know what He does with our sins? Past, present, and future, praise God. He takes them and He gets rid of them. He gets shed of them. He puts them away, praise God. Casting them in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember them against us no more. Amen. Why? Because we put our faith before it's too late in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Who's your faith in? You say, preacher, I believe in the Lord. James said the demons of hell believe and tremble, but they're not saved. Amen. They don't trust Him. Amen. They know Him and know who He is. But I'm saying, praise God, when we put our faith and our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, when we ask and when we call out, praise God, and we come to Him, amen, we begin to receive the marvelous mercies of God. The Bible said He's a merciful God, man, who wants to forgive us of our sinfulness. Amen. But we got to ask Him before it's too late. A whole lot of people is going to wait till it's too late. You know why? Because there's pleasure in sin for a season. Did I say that right there? There's pleasure in sin for a season. But I want to tell you what, those seasons are real short. Amen. I want to say this life we live is real short. Amen. Hey, when you're 10 or 12 or 15 or 14, 15, 16, amen, it seems like you've got a long time ahead of you. But let me tell you by experience. Can Pastor Jeff just give you a little bit of wisdom right here? Amen. You better live every day for the Lord. Amen. Like it's your last day. Because when you'll wake up one day, amen, you may be 14 or 15 or 16 now, but you'll wake up one day and you'll be 60 years old. Amen. It's like a vapor. It's like the dew on the grass when the sun comes up and it's gone. It's life's fleeting. Amen, but praise God, we have, hey, but if we call out before it's too late, if we ask and receive, praise God, before it's too late, we have eternal life. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Praise God, He give us a promise. Praise God. He said, in Him shall receive remission of sins. He said, we'll put them away. He said, but it has to be all of them that come. All those that come to Him. Amen. Amen. Hey, praise God. Hey, He'll stand at the door and He'll knock on your heart's door.
Amen. He may be knocking this morning. Hey, say, will you let me come in? Will you let me be your Lord? Will you let me be your Savior? Would you accept me? Would you trust me? Will you believe on me today? Will you let me help you today? Amen. But if you never go over there and open that door, you say, yeah, Lord, I hear you. I know you're out there. I know what you want to do. I know the help you've got for me. I know how you can lead me and guide me. I know your direction, praise God, but I ain't letting you in. That's where America is today. Hey, so many people say, I know what the Bible says. I know what God says. Amen. But you know what America needs to do? Same thing me and you need to open that door and say, come on in, Lord. Come on in, Lord. Pray God. Help me. Give me that. Amen. Sup with me and let me sup with you. Let me get those things, God, that you have that'll help me along this way. Amen. But no, we'll leave the door shut and we'll leave Jesus outside and we'll go about our merry way. Thinking everything's all right. You know what that is? That's called deception of the devil. Make you think everything goes right. Because he puts in your head, you know what? You know who Jesus is. You know what Bible says. You know what? You know who Jesus is. Amen. But he separates Jesus from you about that far. Yeah, amen. He keeps him in your head. And you won't let him go to your heart. Amen. When you open that door, you know what you're doing? You're allowing Jesus to come into your heart. Amen. You're allowing Him. You're giving Him control. Amen. You're turning over the reins. You're letting Him drive. Praise God. I've told you, it always bothered me. Those bumper stickers they had that God is my co-pilot. What a mess. Amen. Praise God. We should have got up, went around the car, got in the other side and say, here, God, you drive this thing. Amen. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know how to get there, praise God. But I know you do. He said, I know you'll get me there safe. Praise God. He said, in Him shall receive remission sin. Who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who open the door and let Him come in before it's too late. Amen. Before it's too late, we open her wide, praise God. You know what's wrong with most of us today? Pride's right there. We're a prideful people. Amen? Hey, we're full of pride. We're eat up with pride. Well, I can't do that. If I go to altar, what will somebody think? If I pray and weep and cry out to God, ask Him to help me and my family, my home, help me in my life, what will people think? I tell you, hey, if somebody here thinks anything bad about that, amen, they need it more than you do. Amen. Praise God. We ought to hit our face and cry out. Amen. Call upon Him. Amen. Come to Him with our needs. Amen. Before it's too late. Amen. Hey, don't let the devils drag you down into the pit, praise God, before you cry out. Amen. Cry out early. Call upon Him early. He said, seek Him early and you'll find Him. In other words, praise God, before you get too big a mess, cry out to Him. Come to Him, praise God, and He'll be there for you. You say, how you know, praise God, I've tried Him. Amen. Try Him and see, amen, what He'll do for you. He'll come to you, praise God, when you come to Him. He'll help you, glory to God. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what about me? What about you? What about me? What about you? All of us should come to the Lord. Amen. Every one of us need to come to the Lord. Look at 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3. Amen. Verse 9. What the Bible says. He said, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should what? Come to repentance. Amen. We have to, hey, in order to be saved, we have to have a repentant heart. We have to be sorry that we've broken and we're breaking the heart of God. Amen. When we come with a repentant heart, then God can save us. But He can't till we come that way. Amen. He said, but the day of the Lord, you say, well, why do I need to do that? We need to do it before it's too late. There's going to be a day, praise God, it'll be too late for repentance. You say, preacher, could it ever be too late? It could be too late. This is what Peter says in verse 10. He said, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night when He comes to establish His judgment, amen, upon this world Praise God, he's going to come quick. He said, in the which the heaven shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat, and the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought you be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening to the coming of the day of God, wherein the heaven shall be on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Amen. He said, hey, they's coming today. He said, hey, don't wait till it's too late, because it's coming. He said, preacher, I don't believe that'll ever happen. Then you're calling God a liar. Amen. I will say God cannot lie. Amen. He cannot lie. He doesn't lie. But praise God, he's there to help our hearts if we'll let him. Amen. Before it's too late, if we'll call out to him, if we'll trust him with everything that we are, every fiber of our being, praise God, God, I'll step in and I'll take control. Let me ask you a question. Ain't you about tired of living your out of control life? Huh? Aren't we about tired of living out of control? Praise God, he said, you know, before it's too late, he said, if we'll just come to him, just confessing that we're nothing, praise God, we don't have the ability to fix a thing, but God, we know you can. Amen. Amen. Trust, that's faith, like old Abraham, praise God, believe it, and it was accounted to him, put on his account for righteousness nigh as a God. I wonder what happened in this church if people would come fall on their face and say, oh God, I've got some issues, I can't handle it, but you can. Amen. This altar's open time after time after time. I try to mind the Lord. I try to open it up just about every service. It's always open. It's never closed. If there's any time that you need altar, you need to talk to God, praise God, you just get out of your seat and you come. It won't bother me a bit. Amen. Praise God, so we can come get that. I wonder what happened is this little old assembly, praise God, if we had just come say, oh God, forgive me, an old sinner, and help me to do right according to your will. Amen. Wonder what God would do. I wonder the changes that take place overnight. Wonder how God would manifest himself to you over the next days. I wonder what are we waiting for? Huh? Wonder what we're waiting for. Are we waiting for some big event to happen to get our attention? If we wait for that, we may be too late. It may be a loud noise and a fervent heat. Amen. That'll get our attention. Maybe trial, tribulation that we can't overcome. But praise God, we call on Him today. When? Tonight, now, today, praise God. Today is the day of salvation. Amen. Now is the time. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2. The Lord says, for He saith, I have heard thee in a time of accepted. Now, did you get that? Somebody realized that they had a need. Somebody began to ask. Somebody began to call out. Somebody began to come into the presence of God. Somebody came in to receive something. Amen. And God says, because you've done that, He said, I've heard you. Amen. He said, I've heard you, praise God. Praise the Lord. I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Amen. Praise God. He said, you was a slipping and a sliding backwards. You know what God said? He said, I scotched you. Amen. He said, I put a scotch here. I stopped that mess. Praise God. He said, glory to God. He said, from here on, it just had a hard forward. Amen. He said, there's no going back. There's no slipping down. Praise God. It's just going hard forward for God. Amen. He said, I've got you. I've secured you. Praise God. I'll keep you from going back there. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a God. Amen. Praise His holy name. He said, in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, you say, preacher, when is that? Behold, pay attention, listen. Now is the day of salvation. Before it's too late, today's the day to get in. Today you say, well, preacher, I've made a profession of faith, amen. I won't say, praise God, we need salvation of the Lord. Amen. Think about that.
We need salvation of the Lord. We need somebody to secure us. We need somebody to scotch us. We need somebody to help us. We need somebody to be with us. These last days we live, we need the Lord. Before it's too late, we need somebody to come alongside us and give us that guiding direction, that guiding hand. Amen? We need God to lay hands on us. Amen? To show us. We need a potter to keep us on the wheel and mold us and make us, praise God, into what He needs us to be. We need Him today. Amen? What we need to decide today, youngins, before it's too late, is I don't need me a whole lot. Amen? Me's not very significant in this big old world we live in. Amen. Kind of like the commercial for the car where this lady's in this city with thousands and thousands of people and she's the only one there. But you know what? Praise God, we can be that person, but it's okay as long as God's there with us. Amen. Hey, I'm not very significant in myself, but I'm serving a great big God. Amen. He said if we call on Him before it's too late, if we'll seek Him, we'll ask Him, we'll come to Him, we'll receive Him, all of us. Amen. I'm going to say, you young people, listen, you can't get in because mom and daddy's saved. I mean, you can't get in because papa's saved. We got to get in, praise God, because we believe and trust the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, His resurrection from the cross of Calvary. He shed that blood. He died, He buried Him, and He got up again. Resurrection unto life so that we might have life. Amen? Before it's too late. Amen? We can wait. We can wait till it's too late. But then guess what? It'll be too late. Too late means it's too late. You say, well, preacher, it's kind of like a bus pulling out. I'll run and catch it. No, you won't. It'll be too late. Amen. It's done gone. Amen. When opportunity... He said, today is the day of salvation. Now is the appointed time. Now is the appointed time. Now is the appointed time. Now is the time to get in before it's too late. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I've been saved. I believe that all my heart. Well, let me ask you a question. Are you serving the Lord? Are you following Him? Are you being led to Him the way that He wants it to be? The leadership, is that leadership in your life? Huh? Are you just running rampant through this world? Or is there a leadership? Is there guidance? Is there a system? Pray God. Is the Word of God your roadmap? Amen? Is it what gives you the direction and the focus and the way to get to where you're going? I want to ask you a question today. Do you even know where you're going? Do you know where you're going? If you was to die today, if the Lord was to come back there, you was to die today, do you know where you'll spend eternity? Huh? We need to know before it's too late. We need to know that we've been saved, we've been born, that our faith, my hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And if I die or if I go by way of the grave or by way of the rapture, praise God, it'll be because of Lord Jesus Christ and what He done for me. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this. Same thing you ought to be saying. I'm staking my eternal future on Lord Jesus Christ. Everything about me in the future, praise God, is because of Lord Jesus Christ. I am what I am today because of Lord Jesus Christ. And I am what I'm going to be tomorrow and the next day and throughout the eternity because of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He is my Lord and my Savior. Why? Because I received Him unto myself. Some should come, all should come to Lord Jesus Christ before it's too late. What about you today?